This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name. Helm, H-E-L-M-S. H-E-L-M-S. Clarence, C-L-E-R-E-N-C-E. Helms Clarence. Date of service, 1-13-2024. Place, Autumn Lake at Arlington West. Chief complaint, ambulatory dysfunction. History of present illness. This is a 88-year-old male. He was admitted to St. Agnes Hospital. Patient has a known history of COPD, AFib, and dementia. He brought to St. Agnes Emergency Room by EMS after a fall. Patient was a poor historian. And patient was evaluated. And he has a pain in the left hip. Patient denied loss of consciousness. He was given pain medications, feeling weak and tired. His pulse ox was noted to be low, 84% of room air. He was placed on oxygen was 96%. In the ED, WBC count was 12,000, pH 7.3, CO2 58. CT scan show no acute hemorrhage in the brain, no acute stroke. X-rays, imaging studies of the hip, left sacral fracture, fracture of the left anterior pubic ramus. Sonogram of the leg inactive for DVT. Patient was given pain medication, PTOT evaluation done, orthopedic consulted. They recommended non-operative management. The patient was sent to subacute rehab. When I saw him today, he's lying on the bed, family at the bedside. Patient denies any headache, dizziness, cough, congestion, no fever, no chills. Patient has known history of dementia, oriented time 2, but able to communicate, answer all his questions. In the hospital, he was known to have agitation, delirium, but currently he's cooperative, not agitated. Hypoxia, possibility due to COPD, that has resolved. Elevated creatinine due to dehydration. Echo done in the hospital, ejection fraction of 60%. After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was sent to here. Past medical history, number 1, COPD, number 2, atrial fibrillation, number 3, early dementia, number 4, hypothyroidism, number 5, hypertension, number 6, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, CHF with preserved ejection fraction, coronary artery disease, surgical history, history of left hip surgery. Lower system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, pain in the hip, dental urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no cardiac, no paradiffusion, heat, cold, and tolerance. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented time 1 to 2, blood pressure, 132 over 70, pulse 84, temperature 98.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, head edema hemophilic, eyes anectaric, no urinary discharge, throat no exudate, neck supple no JVD, chest no tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart S1S2, irregular, abdomen soft, non tender, bowels no positive. Extremities, tender to palpate hip area, neuro is awake, alert, we enter time 2. Social history, married, no alcohol, no drug abuse, family history patient did not remember. Assessment, patient is admitted with the deconditioning and generalized weakness. Status post fall. Next line. Multiple pelvic fracture. Next line. Left hip pain. Next line. Establular and sacral and pelvic fracture. Next line. COPD, next line AFib. On anticoagulation, next line dementia. Next line coronary artery disease, next line hypothyroidism. Next line. AKI versus CKD. Next line. History of CHF with preserved ejection fraction. Next line. Hyperlipidemia. Next line DJD. Plan of care. I have reviewed all the medication. We'll continue all the current medications. PTOT, follow lab, CBC, CMP. Care plan discussed with the patient and also with the family at the bedside. Patient wife, she's at the bedside. Code starts to discuss with the patient and the wife. Want full code. Most forms are signed. Care plan discussed, the nursing staff also. Thank you.